And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Residents along the Missouri River are hearing repeated warnings of likely flooding this year due to saturated soil concerns from a very wet 2019. Kevin Lowe, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service, says the latest 90-day river outlook indicates a high probability for continued or renewed flooding along several of the Missouri River's tributaries.
For the main stem, Missouri River itself, there's roughly a 50-50 chance for minor flooding to occur in some reaches below Nebraska City. And all of this risk for flooding is, of course, dependent upon the timing and locations of any plain snowmelt, rain on snow events, and just plain rain events.
The projections are based on several factors, including precipitation expected in the next 3 months. Doug Kluck is the Regional Climate Services Director with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, based in Kansas City. Kluck says the outlook for January through March indicates elevated levels of above-normal precipitation across the entire Missouri River Basin, thanks to heavy rain and snow in the mountains and plains.
The confidence level in those predictions or that outlook isn't extremely high. I'll say that. We don't have a strong El Nino or La Nina, so we're not leaning on a lot with these predictions. However, as of this moment anyway, we're saying above normal precipitation. Most of that will be snow, as you expect in Montana and Wyoming.
Heavy runoff from the mountain snowpack is expected to continue. John Remus, chief of the Army Corps of Engineers, Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, offers assurances to residents in the region.
The Corps remains fully committed to our flood risk reduction mission, protecting stakeholders when we can from significant runoff events that pose a threat to human health and safety. Floods can and will occur regardless of basin or system conditions, including ice-induced flooding during the winter freeze-in and spring breakup periods, and flooding due to thunderstorms.
Corps officials say releases from Gavin's Point Dam in South Dakota were increased on Tuesday from 27,000 to 30,000 cubic feet per second. Because of the high runoff expected, monthly average releases are expected to range from 33,000 CFS during the summer to 42,000 in the fall. Releases will be reduced in response to downstream flooding when appropriate. The National Weather Service will issue its first spring flooding outlook on February 13th. Well, the Board of Education for the Griswold Community School District will hold a work session this evening at 5:30 at the Griswold School District's conference room for the purpose of meeting to review the open enrollment data. Adair County ISU Extension and Outreach is offering a Farmers Excel budgeting class on Monday, January 20th, and that'll be from 6 until 9 p.m. Farmers will learn to use Microsoft Excel to create and track their personal farm finances. Diane Clayton will lead the class, teaching attendees Excel basics that they will need to create their budget. They request all attendees bring their own laptop for the class. There is no cost to attend, and a light soup supper will be served during the class. Registration for that Excel budget class is on Monday, January 13th by 4:30 p.m. Contact the Adair County Extension Office at 641-743-8412. Or you can email them at the same address and the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Iowa DNR reports William and Sarah Blackburn from Long Grove, Illinois, have donated 151 acres in northwest Fremont County to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to be used to create the Blackburn Wildlife Management Area and Blackburn Unit of Waubonsie State Park. The donation is valued at more than $515,000. Blackburn has traced his family history to southwest Iowa and was looking to buy property in the area when the parcel of land became available. After he acquired it in 2003, Blackburn began working to turn his vision for the property into a reality. The family began hauling away junk and old machinery and removed several older trees and honeysuckle that were invading the native timber. They researched what prairie plants would likely have been used in the area during settlement times and searched for those seeds to include as part of the mix for a 35-acre prairie restoration. They also improved the oak timber, installed roads, trails, and erosion control, and developed an open-air picnic shelter and performance pavilion. The family's investment totaled more than $300,000. In more recent years, the Blackburn property has become a popular nature preserve for families and the community, a site for weddings, graduation parties, and so on, and a biennial music festival, which is a charity affair that helps to serve tornado victims, a library locally, and last fall, the flood victims of Fremont County. You can read more all about that on the Ag and Outdoor or the news pages at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports 43-year-old Sean Parmenter of Creston was arrested Wednesday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Parmenter was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree and later released on a $2,000 bond. And on January 3rd, Creston police arrested 44-year-old Brad Reed of Creston. He was also taken into custody at the Union County LEC and charged with OWI first offense. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 45-year-old Bobby Joe Haley of Creston had been arrested Tuesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Haley was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for OWI first offense and later released on a $1,000 bond. Well, it'll cost you more to attend the Iowa State Fair this year. The fair announced Wednesday the gate prices for adults will rise to $14 from $12 last year, and tickets for children ages 6 to 11 will increase from $6 to $8. Advance purchase prices are still going up a dollar to $9 for adults and $5 for children ages 6 to 11. Children ages 5 and under will still get in free. There will be ticket discounts on some days for certain groups, including Older Iowans Day on August 19th. The 2020 Iowa State Fair runs August 13th to the 23rd. Authorities say a worker was killed in an accident at an eastern Iowa rock quarry. First responders were sent at around 1:15 p.m. Wednesday to Wendling Quarries, located just southeast of Garrison. They found a man had been trapped in a rock bin and had already died. His name and details about what happened have not yet been released. One of the groups that pushed to limit the use of seclusion rooms in Iowa schools says it supports a revision of the rules that will go before the State Board of Education. The proposed new rules say students can be removed from class and isolated in a seclusion room only to prevent bodily injury to themselves or others. It cannot be done as punishment. ACLU of Iowa Policy Director Daniel Zeno spoke at a public hearing and the rules and says while they wanted stronger restrictions, the proposal takes some steps forward.
Adding the language that seclusion and physical restraint should never be used for discipline or punishment is really important. 29 other states have already done that. And so making that clear is a really important and good step in the rules.
And Nathan Kirsten, an attorney for the Disability Rights Iowa, also spoke at the public hearing and says he supports the changes, but he says some states have gone as far as banning seclusion rooms after determining that they can be counterproductive.
Hopefully Iowa will one day recognize this as well and make that next step. Until then, we support this step.
The proposed rule changes also say seclusion rooms must be at least 54 square feet in size and makes an adjustment in when parents have to be notified that students will be put in the room. It also requires school districts to report seclusion and restraint data to the Iowa Department of Education. The State Board of Education will vote on the changes after reviewing the information gathered from the public hearing and input from school districts. Iowa's two congresswomen are responding to residents in mobile home communities in Iowa and other states who are facing steep rent hikes. Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, says a Utah company bought mobile home parks in Waukee and North Liberty and then drastically raised the rates.
We've recently seen private equity firms come in across the country, start buying up these communities and then jacking up the rates as high as 70%.
Residents of manufactured or mobile homes typically can buy the home but cannot buy the land on which it sits if it's part of a park or community, so they pay rent to the property owner. The bill Axne's co-sponsoring would establish new federal grants for residents of mobile home parks to try and buy the land themselves.
Nonprofits could do that as well. The state could help with that. And it also ensures that with this grant process, the Housing and Urban Development would make sure that grant recipients are subject to rent restrictions, you know, that there's requirements and things that have to be managed. So there's HUD oversight to make sure that things are done right for people.
Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer, a Democrat from Dubuque, on Monday sent a letter to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, asking its chairman to investigate what Finkenauer called the predatory practices of the new owners of the Table Mound Mobile Home Park. Some residents of the Dubuque Park say their rent has gone up more than 60% in the past 2 years. Congresswoman Axne has met with residents of Midwest Country Estates in Waukee who say their park's new owners are raising the rent by 69%.
We've got a lot of people who live in these communities who are on fixed incomes. They in no way, shape, or form can afford somebody coming in and all of a sudden saying, you're going to be starting to pay us 70% more. You're living on Social Security. We know you have no money, but we really don't care.
Haven Park, the new owner of the Waukee Mobile Home Park, spent $47 million buying the property, which has about 300 lots for mobile homes. The company has said the rent increases make monthly rent comparable to rates in other Des Moines area mobile home communities. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.